I feel good about warning this nation that the wrath of God is pouring out on their heads.
So you want to warn the nation?
Because they will not obey.
And the Lord
your God is punishing this nation, and he's doing it. One of his weapons of choice is sending your children home dead from the battle. So we're there to help you connect the dots. And what I feel best about is that in spite of the fact that those legislative Taliban in Iowa passed an unconstitutional measure to try to stop us from putting the cup of the fury and wrath of God to your lips and making you drink it,
we were doing it anyway. All right. Now, look. You want to make your political and religious point, and you want to do you want to inject pain and heartache. I can't think of, man, I'm going to be honest, we've had a lot of nutty people on the show over the years. You are as mean and as sick and as cruel as anybody that I've ever had on this program. And the fact that you use religion to justify your hatred this way is frankly, it's mind-numbing. Do you really believe when you hold up your signs, thank God for IEDs that innocent people died, thank God for September 11th, thank God for AIDS?
There are no innocent people. Thank God for 9/11. Thank God for dead soldiers.
The church is called the Westboro Baptist Church and not associated with any mainstream Baptist organization. It's mostly your own family members in this church. You and your father, Fred Phelps, hate not just gays. You hate Catholics. You hate Jews. Your father referred to the Holocaust as minuscule. Led a protest at the Holocaust Museum in D.C., said Jews are the real Nazis. You are an abomination. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.